Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today, I want to share with you 5 tips for breaking bad spending habits. So a lot of you might know that I have my free email course that is called Take Control of Your Spending. And I get a lot of email responses along the same lines of what we're about to talk about. And so I really wanted to share it with all of you in hopes that it will help you on your journey as well. So lesson 1 of the free course, I ask you your why. I ask you your motivation. I ask you what your goals are. And I ask you to take some time and hit reply and share them with me. Not only is it a chance for us to connect and I can reply and talk to you one-on-one, it also is kind of just a time for me to get to know who I'm talking to. So it's not just another name on the computer screen. It kind of gives me that perspective of who I'm helping, you know, what your family looks like, what your financial goals look like, and all of that sort of thing. So one of the biggest responses that I get from these emails is something along the lines of they want to have a better life for their family, right? And this is where I came in. This was my why. This is still my why. And this is probably something that you can relate to as well. You know, you have a big heart for your family, no matter the size of your family. Maybe it's just you and your husband and your dogs, or maybe you're a single parent with kids. Maybe it's just you right now, but you have the hopes of having a family, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's just you and your spouse. Maybe your kids are already grown and you still want to help them, or you want to do better for your grandkids. Whatever your situation is, we all have a family of some sorts, no matter what it looks like, right? And we have big dreams for our family. Maybe that's being debt-free. Maybe that's traveling more. Maybe that's sending our kids to college. Maybe that's opening a business or retiring from the job that we hate or the job that our spouse hates to pursue something that is more of a passion but maybe brings in less of an income. Or maybe you just simply want to have some security and you just want to have a little bit of peace of mind. You just want to have some breathing room, or maybe all of the above, right? But the problem is that when you have bad spending habits, you can't achieve those goals. That's holding you back. You're wasting money on frivolous things. You're eating out too much. You're, you know, blowing $50, $100 at Target on junk. Whatever your bad spending habits are, they are holding you back from achieving those dreams that we just listed, right? I'm sure that when I said some of those, there were a few of those that kind of maybe sparked your interest a little bit and you're like, yeah, that's actually what I would love to do. But your bad spending habits are what's holding you back, right? So I love to share this, and I know that you can do this because I was just like you 4 years ago. I am just like you. You know, I have a big heart for my family as well. I have 3 little girls. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I have big dreams for my family. And I constantly, even to this day, even being debt-free and being 4 years into this journey, I still have to sometimes take a step back and stop myself from falling back into those bad spending habits. I have to control myself when it's time to buy our family wardrobes. I have to control myself when I'm shopping at Target alone or shopping at a craft store alone and I don't have my kids to distract me and I can take my precious time, right? I'm just like you guys. So I want to share some tips that are going to help you guys, some things that have helped me. Of course, there's more tips, but I want to just focus on five simple tips today. And I want you guys to know that taking control of your spending is hard work. And it is not something that's going to happen overnight. And it's not something that's going to be perfect. Like I just said, I still have times where I fall back into those old habits or I have to stop myself before it gets too far. And, you know, it's not going to be perfect. And you have to go into it with a slow and steady progress kind of mindset. And you have to give yourself some grace. And you have to realize that it will take some time to break those old habits, and it will take a conscious effort for several months before you start to kind of adopt it as a habit. But there is no better time than the present to start. So I want to share this with you. And if you haven't heard of my Take Control of Your Spending free email course, there is a link on my website, sunnysideuplife.com. You'll see it on the top at the banner. And I'll also include it in the show notes if you're not familiar with it. I've had thousands of ladies go through it, and it's just been such a game changer for so many people, and I can't say enough about it. It's really simple. It's 5 emails sent to you over the course of 5 days. There's some action steps. There's a lot of examples. You get some free worksheets, all of that. And if you do sign up for it, if you haven't already, reply to me in lesson 1 so I can know what your why is and I can know, you know, what your goals are, what your family looks like, and all of that type of stuff. Those are my favorite emails. Okay, so let's jump into the tips. Tip number 1, which is my best piece of advice, is to focus on those long-term goals. So like some of the things that I listed before, what are your long-term goals? Do you want to be debt-free? Do you want to send your kids to college, open that business, travel more? Do you just want to have peace of mind? Anything that you can dream of, anything that you can dream of, even if it seems silly, you have to write it down. You have to make those dreams into written goals, or they will not ever get accomplished. Trust me. And even if they feel silly, even if you're kind of embarrassed to write them out, do it anyway. And remember that when you are debt-free, the sky is the limit. So it might not seem right now like something is possible, but 5 or 10 years down the road, it can be completely possible. I never in a million years would have thought that we could cash flow vehicles. And now we have 2 cash flowed vehicles and a cash flowed boat, right? I would have never in a million years dreamed that we could have done that. So don't be afraid to dream big, because your dreams could be very possible with the right motivation and the right hard work behind them. So tip number 1, focus on your long-term goals and write them down. Tip number 2 is after you write those goals down, keep reminders places, whatever you need to do. Maybe it needs to be motivational quotes. Maybe it needs to be pictures. Maybe it just needs to be your goals list. Whatever it is, keep reminders written in places that you will see them on your bathroom mirror, on your phone background, on your computer background, maybe on your desk at work or on your refrigerator at home or in your wallet, next to your debit card or next to your cash, in your daily planner. Maybe you need to make a vision board of, you know, kids graduating college, if that's one of your goals, or a picture of a country that you want to travel to, or a business that you want to start, or a vehicle that you want to own, or something like that. Make a vision board. You know, you can use that as the background on your computer. You can use that as the background on your phone. You can print it out physically, hang it somewhere in your house. Anything that will remind you daily that you have bigger and better dreams. You have a bright future waiting for you, and that you are done wasting your money on frivolous spending because you have some big goals to accomplish. So tip number 3 is to stay out of stores and stay away from things that are triggers for you. We all have our triggers, and You might not know right off the top of your head what yours are, but once you start looking for them, you will find them. This is stores or events or occasions or certain moods, certain days of the week that really just set you off and put you into a bad spending situation. So things that you can do to overcome these triggers are stop browsing the malls on the weekends. If that is a trigger for you, that was a trigger for me. We would just go and just walk up and down the mall, wander into stores and spend money that we didn't need to spend on clothes and shoes and things that we didn't need to be spending money on. Or you can unsubscribe from sales emails. If you don't need to be tempted right now, unsubscribe. You can always subscribe later, or if you're waiting on a sale, you can always go and check their website when you need things. I do this. I don't have, Old Navy is one of my favorite stores, and I'm not subscribed to their sales emails. But if I'm in the market for seasonal clothes, I'll go to their website and see if they have a sale, or you know, I'll do a quick Google, or I'll check on their social media or things like that. And on that note, unfollowing certain accounts on social media. You know, if you're following a bunch of boutique stores and buying boutique clothing is something that is a trigger for you, or once you see a sale at Target and you see them advertise it on Instagram, you can't help but run to Target and take advantage of that sale. Maybe you need to unfollow them on social media. Or if you have friends that are always posting things that you know that you can't afford to do right now, maybe just give them a little quiet unfollow. You don't have to make a big deal about it. Hide them on your newsfeed, and don't have that bad influence in front of your face all the time. You don't have to tell them. They don't have to know. It doesn't have to be anything personal. Just give yourself some space. Another good tip along the lines of, you know, staying out of the malls is avoiding Target or Walmart browsing. So for a lot of us, you know, we'll go to these places to buy things that we legitimately need, and we'll end up browsing, and we'll end up, you know, we see this cute seasonal item on an end cap, or we think, oh, wow, yeah, I do need that. And before you know it, you have totally blown your budget just because you got caught up browsing Target and just picking up everything that you see. That is a big trigger for a lot of us. So some things you can do is, you know, you can shop online on Amazon, things like that. You can shop online for Target, Walmart, any kind of clothing store. I do this with my family's clothes now because I know I do not trust myself to go in Old Navy and see the entire store and get that vibe of the store. I'm a shopaholic, a recovered shopaholic. I don't need that temptation. So I shop online. It helps me stay on budget. I can see my budget as I'm, you know, adding things to the cart. And the same thing for Amazon. I go on there, I order what I need, I get off. I've recently started doing the curbside grocery pickup. That has helped a lot because I'm not at the store just throwing everything into the cart that I see. But on the flip side of that, there are a lot of people that online shopping is a trigger for them, and they need to go to the store and they need to physically pick up those items to get that pain factor. And if they shop online, the total doesn't seem real to them. And so a lot of people need to avoid Amazon, need to avoid online clothes shopping. And that's where it comes in that you have to know your triggers, whatever your trigger is. So if you do better shopping in the store, or if you do better shopping online, you know yourself and know what works for you. But just stay away from the stores and the places that are triggers for you. So tip number four is restaurants. This is a huge one for almost all of us. It was a huge, huge money waster for us. You know, I used to be the same way about eating out. When we first started our journey, I had just quit working a 50 to 60 hour a week job. I was exhausted. Eating out was our means of survival, and we had to break that habit. So there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, a lot of people, they want to go out for the convenience. Of course, there's a lot of meal prep that you could do on the weekends. Crock-pot meals. Opt for frozen dinners, you guys. give yourself some grace and know that not every dinner has to be perfect, has to be fancy. Sometimes we just need to save money. And that doesn't mean that you have to scrimp on healthy. Just give yourself some slack and let it be okay to have some simple, easy meals if you find yourself in a busy season. Or maybe you're going out for the social aspect. That was a big one for us. Start inviting your friends over to your house or take turns. You know, you go to their house, they come to your house the next week or whatever it is. Do family dinners at somebody's house. Sit outside if you don't have a big enough house for everybody to sit inside. That's what we have to do because we have a tiny house and it's okay. Have game nights with your family. You know, it could be inside games, outside games. Have a movie night. Make it fun. Have a craft night. Have whatever. Make it fun. Think of something creative. You don't have to spend a ton of money to have a good time. In fact, since we have stopped going to restaurants so much, we have actually found that it is so much more fun to have our friends over to our house, just kind of hang out, have a chill night, because we can actually talk without yelling. We're not constantly having to get onto our kids to remind them to sit down, to remind them to mind their manners. They can run off and go play, and the adults can talk. Plus, we're not rushed. At a restaurant, I feel like you're always rushed. You have maybe an hour tops, and they want you out of there so they can sit someone else at your table. Which brings me to tip number 5, kind of along the same lines, but tip number 5 is to get creative with your family fun and your date nights. So this is anything outside of the house that isn't necessarily a restaurant. Any kind of family fun or date night occasions is just to remind yourself that it doesn't have to be expensive to be fun. You don't have to keep up appearances. You don't have to feel like, oh, everything has to be Instagram perfect so I can have, you know, this fancy picture to post. You don't even have to tell people what you're doing, you guys. Remember that this is about you and this is about your family and this is about your long-term goals. So don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Focus on having quality time with your family and having quality time with your significant other. This might take a while to break the habit, especially if your kids are older or if your kids are accustomed to doing certain things a certain way, or if your spouse isn't 100% on board. But just stay positive, keep an upbeat attitude towards it. Tell everyone, you know, this is going to be fun and this is what I have planned. And eventually everyone will start to get on board because they're going to start to see that the quality of the time is more important. So some things that you can do to kind of get this started, if this is like a brand new concept and you're like, the only thing we ever do together as a family involves spending a ton of money. What do I do? So first of all, you could ask your kids what they want to do. Within reason, of course, you know, if they want to go to Disneyland or something like really expensive. But a lot of the times, our kids just want our attention. They just want to go to the park. They just want to go for ice cream, which is usually super cheap. Things like that. Make it fun. You know, really focus on making this quality time. Really focus on making memories, not just spending money. So this is a good time to put your phones away, give your kids your undivided attention, give your partner your undivided attention, really have some quality conversations, maybe do some exploring outside, go somewhere that you've never been before, start a new tradition. Maybe every Sunday you guys go for ice cream and it costs you $5 or $10, and that's so much cheaper than going to the mall every Sunday or going out to eat every Sunday or something like that, right? Or every Tuesday we go to the park or something like that. You know, get creative. Ask your kids what they want to do. Ask your partner what they want to do. Put your phone away. Focus on the quality. Don't be afraid to get outside, explore in nature, and maybe even start a new tradition. So, those are my 5 tips for breaking bad spending habits. Of course, there's more. Maybe I'll share more with you guys another time, but I wanted to keep this one short and sweet. So I hope that this has helped you. And I have a little surprise thank you present for you. So remember earlier how we were talking about keeping reminders around you all day long? Well, I have an awesome freebie for you that will help you stay motivated and help you stay focused on what we talked about here today in this episode. So if you go to asunnysideuplife.com/podcasts, scroll down and find the link for this episode, episode number 5, you will find a link to the free motivational phone backgrounds in the show notes. Or if you're listening to this on iTunes, you can scroll down on your show notes and you should be able to click the link for free motivational phone backgrounds. And you are going to find a place to sign up. You enter your name, enter your email address, and I will send you 4 motivational phone backgrounds that are going to help you stay motivated and stay focused all day long. I hope you enjoy the free gift, and don't forget to subscribe and leave me a review while you are at it. I would really appreciate it. And also don't forget to share this episode on social media. That is what is going to help me grow. I appreciate you guys so much, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you guys next time.